Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Opening of bids meeting is called to order. Ladies and gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that track numbers 44735 through 44763 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There are no letters of protest for today's lease sale. There are no tracts nominated for withdrawal from today's lease sale. We will now proceed with opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44735, advertised as 101 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,725. $22,725, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $11,362.50. $11,362.50. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 44736 or 44737. We did receive one bid on track 44738, advertised as 1,093 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $234,995. $234,995, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $117,497.50. $117,497.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 44739. We did receive one bid on track 44740, advertised as 1,654 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $355,610. $355,610, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $177,805. $177,805. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44741. Advertised as 1,154 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $248,110. $248,110, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $124,055. $124,055. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44742, advertised as 1,399 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $300,785. $300,785, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $150,392.50. $150,392.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44743, advertised as 1,404 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $301,860. $301,860, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $150,930. $150,930. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44744, advertised as 728 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $156,520. $156,520, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $78,260. $78,260. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44745 through 751. We did receive one bid on track 44752, advertised as 5 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Thomas LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,575. $1,575, or a per acre value of $315. Annual rentals are $787.50. $787.50. royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44753, advertised as 50 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Crew Energy LLC. Crew Energy LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,750. $10,750. Or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $5,375. $5,375. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 44754 or 44755. We did receive one bid on track 44756, advertised as 0.413 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources LLC. TerraQuest Resources LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $88.80. $88.80, or a per acre value of $215.01. Annual rentals are $44.40. $44.40. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44757, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources LLC. TerraQuest Resources LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,150. $2,150, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $1,075. $1,075. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44758, advertised as 1.05 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Rovig Minerals, Inc. Rovig Minerals, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $78.75. $78.75, or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $39.38. $39.38. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44759, advertised as 160 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is TerraQuest Resources LLC. TerraQuest Resources LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $34,400. $34,400, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $17,200. $17,200. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44760, advertised as 160 acres. The bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $34,400. $34,400. Or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $17,200. $17,200. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44761, advertised as 40 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is TerraQuest Resources, LLC. TerraQuest Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,600. $8,600. Or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $4,300. $4,300. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44762 or 44763, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Are y'all related or something?
No, but we find some common ground here.
We're common ground.
We find it some common ground.
Yep.
Common ground here. Common ground. Okay.
In case we lose our quorum.
Right. Okay.
And one other thing.
The hood. What hood?
I mean, you know,
what, Spanish Town or?
Okay, that's fine.
Spanish Town or hood?
So I thought you might want to.
Lafayette?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
nice neighborhood.
Good.
Well, I'm glad we made it home last night.
I don't think I could. No, I would turn on the GPS.
It's like an old trauma, man.
Oh, that was great.
Pick him up.
Memory's playing.
Oh, no.
Maybe we're goofy.
Maybe. But it was nice, too.
Yeah, it was nice.
I do get turned around.
What you want?
I was bad at that last night.
That might be easy.
No.
Lebanese.
They need to invest in some sign with their, with their.
Hey, Paul.
Paul, yes. How you doing?
Paul's in the house.
Paul's in the house.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Uh-oh. Hey, Tom.
Out on record, though. So, $75 instead of...
All right, if everyone's ready, we'll call the meeting to order. First, I'd like a roll call, if we could.
Okay. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Ms. LeBlanc? Mr. Arnold? Mr. Harris?
Here.
Ms. Cordero?
Here.
Ms. Michaud Dugas?
Here.
Mr. Height?
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Carter? Mr. Bradbury? Okay. We have eight board members present, and a quorum has been established.
Great. Thank you. I'd like to, this isn't on the agenda, but I would like to welcome our new Assistant Secretary, Jamie Manuel, to his new job, but he's new job, but not an unfamiliar place that he's been. He used to be with the Attorney General's office in his past life. So welcome, and we look forward to working with you.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Our next point of business is Pledge of Allegiance. If you would stand and face the flag, please. I'll lead us. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Item 4 is approval of the June 14th, 2017 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those by Ms. Misha? I have a motion by Ms. Misha Duga, second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Staff, item 5 is the staff reports, lease review report by Jason. Welcome. And
good morning, Chairman, member of the board. I'm here to present the lease review report today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,282 active leases covering nearly 554,000 acres. G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 75 leases covering approximately 20,000 acres for lease maintenance and development. And today we have one lease to discuss in more detail today, that being State Lease 340B Selection in the Bell Eel Field, Texas Petroleum Investment and Castex Energy, or our lessees. The board last reviewed this lease selection on February 8, 2017. The board adopted the state's recommendation to accept the September 1, 2016 release, and that the lessees be reminded that they have until June 1, 2017 to develop the remaining acreage or execute the final release. However, on May 24, the staff did receive an email from Texas Petroleum Investment regarding release of the state lease 340 acreage at Bell Hill, and a request was made to meet with the staff to discuss deferring the release of three portions on the lease. A meeting was held on June 5, 2017, and TPIC outlined their plans to develop approximately 700 acres, which was subdivided in three non-contiguous portions. Now I'm going to do something a little different today. We have a new toy up in our ceiling there, and if you were to turn around, you'd see that I have prepared a PowerPoint presentation on this particular lease. Figure we'd switch it up a little bit today, and so we're gonna start here. This slide here is basically all that TPIC operates. I thought you'd be interested to know where they are in the state. They're basically a South Louisiana operator, and as you can see, they're all over South Louisiana. They have a large leasehold present, and they have over, I think, 2,400 wells that they operate. And we're going to zoom in the area of State Lease 340 that we're talking about at the Bell Eel Field. This is that lease portion of the lease that a couple of years we had approximately 5,600 acres. That's the lease polygon in the red. That's the Chaffalaya Bay. The reason that we went to the board a few years ago to get TPIC and Castex under a drill drop schedule is because what you see there was only about 100 acres that was in production, and that would be, there's a unit, I don't know if my little red dot will see, but this little rectangle here is a production unit, and there's just a sliver of 340 in that unit. So we felt like it was time to put our lessees under drill drop schedule. And so here's a little geology. Basically, Belle Isle is the salt dome feature. And as you can see, the radial faults that come off the dome that set up traps for oil and gas. Most of the production at Belle Isle is on the island, and we do have some state leases that pull some small water bottoms that feed into Chaffalaya Bay. But for the most part, you can see the red outline of 340. You don't have the near the extent of faulting. However, there is potential there, and TPIC has came in to talk to us about that potential. Here today, that's what we have left of 340 at Belle Isle. So you can see that we've carved down 340 quite a bit. The drill drop schedule has worked. They have not drilled any wells, so what basically they've done is release acreage. Again, the only thing that's in production is the little sliver out to the east. Now, when we got the call from them or the email requesting a meeting, what they wanted to do is what you see in the orangish kind of color is they wanted to ask the board to defer for 1 year to attempt to develop those orange polygons. What you see in the hatchet area will be released 60 days from this meeting. And so that what we'll be left with within 60 days of this meeting is those three polygons that right now are not in production. The little red dot there, that's basically approximate location of where the first well will be drilled. And this is a well plat or a permit plat as they're preparing to permit that well in the bay. It'll be a state lease 340 well. So what the staff is recommending is granting TPIC their request to further release of approximately 700 acres, those three non-contiguous portions, about 700 acres for 1 year, whereas all other non-producing acreage should be released within 60 days. Within 1 year, any development on one of the three portions shall earn an additional 6 months to develop each portion until all portions are in production. Failure to develop within the prescribed periods will require that all non-producing acreage be released within 60 days. So that is the staff's recommendation on 340 today.
All right. Any discussion or questions?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hike.
Pardon me for asking a stupid question. Drill drop. Explain that to me.
Yeah, it's just a colloquial use word that we use. If you don't perform, if you don't drill on the acreage, then you need to release the acreage, drop the acreage. And I think it's a carryover from when I first came here. Many of the big companies, the big major companies, would come before the board and present plans of development. And on those leases where there's no pew clause, and the only way that we're going to get acreage back is that we require them to develop the acreage or drop the acreage.
So it applies to those leases that do not have a pew clause?
Yes, sir, for the most part.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Is there a written protocol with regards to that situation?
Yeah, I think there's some stuff that if you want me to send you, I can find that and send that to you.
Well, I mean, whose decision is it to determine whether or not you're going to invoke this drill drop alternative?
I think it's a judgment by the staff. When you see a large amount of acreage, in this case 5,600 acres, that the lessees were going nowhere with the acreage.
I guess where I'm going with this is there a written protocol with regards to how to address that situation that you know of? And did you use it in this instance? I'm not questioning the merits of this incident. I'm questioning whether or not there is written protocol with regards to how the staff addresses this.
This is our board, Hanley, addressing that question. We do have protocols on most of the things that we do. We'll be glad to show you our protocols for this.
When was the protocol established?
I have
Who wrote it?
It was written before I was here, but I'm in the process of reviewing all protocols.
Did you use it in this instance?
Yes, we did.
This written protocol?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, you should share that with the board so that we have a better understanding what that means. And I'm going to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we accept the staff's recommendation, but I wanted to bring that issue up.
All right. Mr. Ike makes a motion to accept the staff's recommendation on these release and, I guess, extensions of 340B or deferment. Do you have a second?
I have a second.
Second by Mr. Watkins. Any further questions or discussion by anyone? Public? If not, all in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I would ask that staff send a copy of that protocol to each member of the board so we can review it. Thank you.
Would you like to have any additional protocols?
Sir?
Would you like to have any additional protocols sent to you?
Well, I don't know what that means, but I'm particularly interested in this one.
Okay.
And as we go through the process of reviewing what staff does, you know, this obviously has been one of my deals. I want to make sure that staff is following written protocols with regards to everything that relates to a lease.
Let me ask you a question. Typically, when you have a lease, generally speaking, you have to drill on it in order to maintain your lease, right?
And depending on where you are in the primary term, you can pay in the primary term you can pay leasehold payments, rentals.
For how long?
For a 3-year lease, you can pay rentals for 2 years. 5-year lease would be 4 years. Certainly drilling on a lease will maintain the lease. Production will maintain the lease also.
Right. Right.
And with leases that have a pew clause, basically, when you unitize, that acreage within the unit is held by production by that unit. The acreage outside the unit can be held by what we call a deferred development payment or pew payment.
But for how long? For the 2 years?
2 years, yes, sir.
So then after 5 years, you need to be producing or drilling, right?
That's correct.
So where are they in their lease term?
Well, yeah, 340. You know, we go back a long time. So, and this is a reason for the lease review, or it used to be called the fact-finding committee, was to address these old leases that had no pew clause, that the means by which we could bring companies before the board to say, look, you have all this acreage that you're holding by very little production, one well, two wells or
right.
So that's why the fact-finding committee, a lease review committee, was created to address these circumstances, to get the state's acreage back into commerce if that company's not developing it.
And so in this instance, the lease is maintained by the activity in the other areas of 340.
Well, there is one portion on this portion of Belle Isle
that is
producing.
So that's how they're maintaining
that's correct.
The lease.
Yes, sir.
Secretary Harris.
I just wanted to address one of Mr. Hike's questions. Is Mr. Hanley mentioned most of the things we do, we have written procedures for. All those that I've seen for the Office of Mineral Resources were brought before this board for approval at some point, typically shortly after they were written. Additionally, we get audited by the legislative auditor at least annually, probably on the average about once every 3 years, the Office of Mineral Resources is audited. One of the primary things the auditors look at is, do you have written procedures in place for what you do, and are you following those? So I understand your concern, and it's a valid one. I think we need to understand the procedures as a board, the procedures that are followed, but we're not the only ones checking on that.
I understand that, Mr. Secretary. I read the last report on OMR, and it was not favorable, unfortunately, but I think there's, in my own opinion at least, there's been some improvement since that report came out. As I understand it, this drill drop procedure affects only those leases that do not have a pew clause, right? Because if you have a pew clause, you don't need to go through that protocol.
Pretty much handles itself.
Yeah. Right. Yes, so I guess my next question would be, how many leases, and maybe you can't answer this, do we have a lot of leases that don't have pew clauses?
Yes, we do.
And they would all be pretty old.
That'd be correct. Yes, sir.
Unless that lessee is living under a rock, because most of them are going to have a pew clause.
Yes, we have lots of leases in Plaquemines Parish, that these old leases that when there's oil and gas there to be taken, it keeps them alive.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
And I guess in this situation, because it is lease 340, it's a little bit of a different situation, and that's a very large encompassing lease as opposed to a typical lease that would be confined to a particular area.
Correct.
Smaller area.
Spans several parishes.
Right.
And we've dwindled down 340 in the last couple of years. So.
Right. Yeah, they've released some acreage back.
Right.
That was unproductive.
Right.
Or
and we did the same thing for State Lease 340 at West Cote Blanche Bay. We essentially swept all of the designated areas at West Cote Blanche Bay, which was approximately 15,000 acres, through this process.
Okay. All right, great. Does anyone have any other questions or discussion? If not, and if that's all our business.
We have one more item.
Oh, we do? Okay, I'm sorry.
Went ahead and put it on a slide. This is basically a copy of the resolution, December 11, 2001, I think it was, where the board essentially authorized the staff to do a letter of no objection for a 29E waiver. And we're going to be essentially what that resolution says is that any situation of which deems most beneficial to